There's another guy retiring. He's 92 years old. He's in Galveston, Indiana. He is retired after a record-breaking tenure. No one can find anyone doing this longer. He's the grave digger for Galveston, Indiana for 73 years. He started at age 19.
Lord.
And now he's 92. And he says, I just can't do it anymore, man. I'm 92. I'm 92.
I feel like a piker.
Yeah. He started in 1952. He was asked to cover for the guy who was out that day. And the previous gravedigger shifts started coming in more and more. And so he got the job officially 3 weeks later. His name's Alan McCloskey. And he had to not only dig graves for most people in the town that he knew growing up, he dug his own wife's grave a few years ago. And he's done it again for 73 years. This is him, along with other people in the town, talking about the feat. He's been certified as a Guinness World Record holder for longest tenured gravedigger.
I think he's out there to help everybody.
That's what he's known for.
He just always has been.
It's the cloth he's cut from.
Just a special guy. Very special guy.
People that have went to school with and worked with.
What was your hardest one?
My wife. I figured she'd want me to do it.
Alan has figured out what life is about. It's not the money that makes him happy. I truly believe Alan has figured out where enough is at. He's found enough.
Beautiful. 92 years old.
God.
He said anybody retired in their 60s, you're not even playing for keeps here. This is nothing.
You're worthless.
At your age, he had another 30 years to go.
I know. Wow.
Another 30 years to go. And he holds the record for longest tenured gravedigger.
This may be a question. This might be a more like an Industrial Revolution style question. But when do they stop digging graves by hand? I mean, I know power equipment has been around for a while. Digging equipment has been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So he started in the 50s. He probably wasn't
putting foot to shovel.
Was he in the 50s? I don't know.
Because he was 19 when he started.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I mean, physically he would have had the strength. Yeah. But I think the technology existed where you could just backhoe it, right?
True, yeah. I
think in the 50s?
Most people
had to be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't see a backhoe dig until the 70s or 80s.
No, we were building houses.
Yeah, but I think it was just different.
Post-war.
I don't know. But if you had to dig a grave, I mean, that's why people that bury bodies...
That's why they get caught.
For business?
For business. You know, I don't know how you do it. I've buried guinea pigs, and it takes everything I've got. You know,
it's not easy.
No. To crack the earth?
Yes. Yeah. And I mean,
you're digging, you'll be digging for 45 minutes, and you have made no ground.
No. There's a root, there's a rock, there's a tree.
Dirt keeps falling back in.
Yes. I mean, to get those guinea pigs in the ground, it takes everything I've got.
A guinea pig is like this big. Yeah,
very, very small. Exactly. I mean, I recently buried one. And, you know, it's going to be like if a good rain comes, they're going to wash up. And it's going to be really like a horror movie out there.
What's Franklin got? Franklin get a new toy? Franklin doesn't have any outside toys. Oh, he's playing now with something.
He's doing something out there. That's right.
How deep do you bury a guinea pig?
Guinea pig depth.
Yes. What was your guinea pig?
Guinea
depth?
Pig plus say, one.
Just 6 inches.
Instead of 6 feet, 6 inches.
Instead of 6 feet. I mean, it's hard. You try to, you know, dig a decent hole and put the box in and then cover it up and put a bunch of leaves.
We used to have, I know Biggie was here. BB Shea, I can't remember if you were here, but we used to have a coworker who worked upstairs in the sales department. Her husband was a gravedigger.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He worked one county over.
Yeah.
And he was a gravedigger. That was his job.
And I knew this person. I should know this. I don't remember that. They were a gravedigger.
Yeah.
What a job to have, especially for 73 years that.
They'll always need you.
Mm-hmm. AI
can't do that yet, no. Right?
Will that be automated where they just...
I mean, you could probably program a machine to dig an exact, precise hole, right width and depth.
Yeah, I wonder. Is he being forced out by AI, the 92-year-old?
Well, no, it's time for him to go. You know, you get to a certain age where you're like, it's time to just leave. You know what I'm saying?
Is this one of those guys who passes away in 6 months?
I think so. I was just getting ready to say that.
This is his life.
This is it. This is all he's got.
Well, and he's lost his wife. You know that he dug her grave. There's another guy being hailed today a hero. His name is Mike Klein from Stowe, Vermont. He's invented something that people are saying saving lives. He sold them in the town of Stowe, Vermont, and he's trying to get on Shark Tank. It's called the Lens Lizard. They've had so much snow up there this year, he wanted to invent something, and he has, that it sprays windshield wiper fluid on the backup camera on your car and then has a device that washes away snow or any grime or debris that might be on there. That does happen where you have your backup camera and it is covered with snow, you know. And so he says, well, first of all, it's about safety, but it's also about convenience. This is the guy that invented it.
There really is a safety thing. But then secondary to that, it's convenience, because if you get in like I was experiencing and it's blocked, you don't have to get out and go wipe it, or wipe it before you get in, or not do it at all and then hit things.
So it worked out well for the town is buying it. Now he's trying to get on Shark Tank so he can.
Now your car is old, Kelly.
It is.
Does yours have a backup camera?
It does. That's the one I fought with my wife over. She saw a report on.
You thought it was too safe?
I did. I didn't want to go too frivolous. I didn't want to go too safe. It was an extra $2,000.
And your kids were much younger and smaller.
They were. This is a 2009 Honda minivan. And it added about almost $2,000 to the price to get the backup camera.
And you probably said to her, I'm never going to run the kids over.
I'm not going to run the kids over. Or the dogs. I said, I'm not going to run anything over. I said, I have a good old-fashioned rearview mirror. And she said, I think we have to have that. And Oprah had an episode about how important they were.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, we could do this aftermarket for like $100. And she said, no.
Aftermarket
I said,
camera.
She said, no. I said, you mount something on there. There was... Like, you could go to the stereo store and they'd do a little something for you for a lot less. Or, you know, you could have gotten like a postage stamp size one in your rearview mirror. There was that technology.
Mm-hmm,
but the one that's up on the dash, and I have it even to this day. You know what I find the problem with the backup camera? A lot of times I find the sun is glaring in it, so it's very hard to see.
Yours is poorly placed.
I guess so, because when I'm backing up, a lot of times I just have to go rearview mirror or over the shoulder because... It's either too dark or, yeah, the sun glares or whatever.
And that's how you get yard gouges?
Yeah, I get yard gouges because of that.
I don't believe my backup camera.
You don't think
it's
that?
I've only had it for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, when we were driving in Savannah, I think I was parallel parking.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you have room. Like, keep going. I was terrified I was going to hit what was behind
me. That was the rental van.
Yeah. But it was, like, I didn't trust that one either. I just didn't trust it.
You think it makes it look like you have more room than you actually do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have no reason to believe that.
Yeah. Well, you're a person that likes a basic car, like myself.
Yeah. And like I said, I've only had it a year.
Right.
I was using the old-fashioned mirror.
It's the best way to go.
And I did just fine.
It's not.
It's the best
not.
Way to go.
It's not even close.
Backup camera is the greatest thing ever put on a car.
I think people get radio. Jesus Christ.
Second greatest.
Oh, my God.
Thank
you. You just, like, removed all the progress of what you said earlier.
That's right. I feel like people become, and I'll have to say I think my wife is this way, too dependent on the backup camera and doesn't use the mirror as much. She just looks right at the backup camera instead of into the mirror.
But they're wider views now
Better.
Than you can even get from your mirrors.
Well, my car's older, so, and it's probably poorly placed, as you said. But
well, I mean, I've never seen sun glinting through my my backup camera.
I get
camera.
That all the time, where the sun is right. You get that?
I do, too, and mine's newer.
Yeah. It
Where's the camera?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be pointed sort of... Down or
I have
tucked
no,
under.
I have no clue. I've never seen it.
I don't know that stuff either. I have no idea.
Well, you're not a terrible. Rachel's a very good driver. You're a terrible driver.
I'm a terrible driver. I'm a terrible driver. That's true. He's right. There's another hero. Talk about a good driver. She's a school bus driver being hailed a hero because as she was on her route taking kids to school, she noticed flames and smoke coming out of a house. So she decided, I guess I'll stop my route and go knock on a door. And they're saying now she saved more than one life. She's in Morgan County, Georgia. Her name is Marlene Davis. And she alerted a family sleeping in their home that the house was on fire by stopping the school bus, getting out, and pounding on the door. This is her.
I saw the big flame coming from that side of the house. Nobody was here, so I decided to stop the bus and go to the door and rang the doorbell several times. And finally, the man answered. I just got a text from my boss lady saying it was a house fire and they were asleep. Could have saved their lives. It was the right thing to do, and I couldn't just leave them.
She got
Miss Marlene.
How about that? She got back in that bus and delivered every child to school on time and safely after beating on the door of the house that was on fire. And she finished her route that afternoon as well.
If someone like that, Miss Marlene Kelly, was banging on your door
with
all the cameras and security you have, and you hear a banging on a door, a woman you've never seen, with a van or a bus at the end of your driveway. Do you even open the door?
No.
You just burn up inside?
I'd be crispy. I'd be charcoal by the time that was done. Yeah. You think I'm going down for Miss Marlene?
You'd be cinders.
I would say, this woman's at the wrong
house. Who's that lunatic at the door? She's still there.
Yeah. She better be yelling, your house is on fire.
Yeah.
If she's just beating on the door. Yeah.
It's not going to work.
No. I better see flames behind her or it's not going to work. Exactly. Well, we heard about the 92-year-old that's retiring from grave digging. Here we have someone that's retiring as well, Chris Dim. His last day is next Wednesday. We have a week and a day to go. That is 7 shows, including today. And now we're getting a lot of these tributes to him from people you used to work with. This is a woman, broadcaster, that you used to work with, not on this station. She worked down the hall.
Okay.
On a different station. And her name is Terry Knight. And she wanted to tell you what a big part of her life you've been.
Well, hey, Chris Dim. It's Terry Knight from down the hall at the sister station back in the day. I'm super proud that I had the pleasure of knowing and working with the nicest, smartest, coolest person in radio. And I'm grateful that I still get to call you my friend after all these years. I know right now everyone is saying, oh, that place won't be the same without you. And of course, that's true. But that door swings both ways. You won't be the same either. And that's not a bad thing. While you and your lovely bride go off to enjoy all the world-class travel and Michelin star dining and wine tastings and date nights and everything else we know you're going to do, I hope you'll take time to appreciate the things you learn about yourself. That's the good stuff. Godspeed, my friend. Your journey is just getting started.
There you go again.
Wow.
There's people saying really profound things. Yeah.
I love that.
You hear her say he's the coolest, nicest, classiest guy. I worked with her 6 years. Yeah. Side by side.
Once again, we're really going to have to edit. I look down the road about a decade, and I'm like, we don't struggle.
I sat right beside that woman for 6 years on the same show, yeah. And she just described this guy as the coolest, yeah, smartest, funniest, best person she's ever met in radio.
It's going to be, God, we're going to have to track down Chris Dim for yours.
Not Chris, available.
Yeah, Chris Kelly's retired.
Who?
Will you say a few words?
Yeah.
No.
I want to see if you can say a few words about Chris Kelly.
Lose this number.
No, I won't.
You're holding up my line. This is a busy Walmart.